This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, this is kind of interesting, okay? And you hear these stories all the time. And, you know, as a parent, you're like, well, gosh, should I tell my daughter to have sex more often? No. But apparently there were a couple grad students who were fooling around. And as he started messing with her breasts, messing with, maybe isn't the proper term, but, you know, foreplay, whatever, he found a mouse. Now, this girl's only 24 years old, so she really doesn't go and get screened for breast cancer at that age. We don't do it. We don't even recommend self-breast exams anymore, which I kind of disagree with a little bit. I think it's really important to know your body. But with the latest guidelines from the task force, we don't really screen the average 24-year-old. So she probably didn't know she had a mass. So sex stops pretty abruptly. And he goes, you got to get that checked out. So she goes and gets it checked out, and she ends up having stage 4 metastatic cancer. Now, I think she's undergoing treatment right now, and hopefully, you know, she's able to battle it. No family history. Mom and her sister had some breast cysts, benign breast cysts from what we're finding out, but no major breast cancer in the family. So sex, having sex, kind of saved her life. You know, I talk to people about you know, breast exams, when we would recommend self-breast exams. And I would talk to patients about it. They're like, oh, my husband handles that or my boyfriend handles that. And I'm like, really? Yeah. Yeah, he handles it like twice a week. And I'm like, okay, does he really check all the quadrants? Does he go under? No, they never finish the exam. And they also make honking sounds, which I really don't understand. I don't think a breast looks like a horn. I don't get that. And so I never thought that somebody's partner would be an adequate substitute, right, for a, you know, breast surgeon. But apparently, in some cases, it works. I think there was somebody else back in 2002. They say Eric Fields, this has been reported by Fox News, diagnosed a woman. He met at a club. And they met at a club, things heated up, so they, you know, went home. And he felt the mass under her breast, right up against her sternum. And so he told her, that's got to get looked at. She got it looked at, and it was cancer. From what I understand, she survived. She underwent chemotherapy, mass removed. She has been in remission since 2004, and she later married, and everybody's happy. Okay, so sex. I've always talked about how sex is, I think, one of the healthiest things you could do. I think sex is fantastic, okay? The majority of us do, okay? A lot of great activity. You got your cardio. Right? Depending on what you use, sometimes you could even, you know, gain some extra muscle. Okay, not that we lift weights, but I'm not going to go into too much detail, but there's a lot of different things you could do. But the problem is if you really want, right, sex to screen for medical issues, you got to have foreplay. I can't believe how many people, they really don't do foreplay. Everybody's on a time limit. They go, oh, okay, well, yeah, you know, Netflix is coming, you know, we got to catch up on our show. So yeah, if you want to have sex, do it now because, right, it's almost 9 o'clock, or it's all, and it's like, what are you guys doing? You need to do foreplay. When you do foreplay, then there's a lot more things you could find. You could find neck masses. You could find melanomas. You know how many medical conditions you could find, even more so than your doctor. And I'm not saying you're better than your doctor, but if you have a partner and you spend time idolizing their body. Doesn't really happen in my relationship because I really don't have the type of body to idolize. But when I was younger, yeah, I could have been a Greek idol. But you need to spend time. You need to explore. Now, many people who have been married for years, they really don't do that anymore. They're like, all right, this is the type of sex I want. Let's just do it and be done. No. Okay, because new things can come out. And I know people are saying, look, don't give me any extra work. Don't give me any extra things to do. You know, having sex with my wife is enough. No. Okay, do you want her to live longer? Then you might have to do some exploratory stuff. And you don't even have to say you're giving her a breast exam or you're checking for lymphadenopathy or you're examining her for melanoma, right? Because that really does, you know, mess up the mood. But if you tell her that you want to do some form of foreplay, I will bet all the money in the world that she will say, please, for the love of God, it's about time. Okay? So, foreplay. Probably one of the most successful. It's not a sexual position. People always ask, what is the best sexual position? To get the most cardio, to get the most exercise, to get the most pleasure. Okay, you're asking the wrong person because I mean, missionary is my middle name. But yeah, you know, there's a lot of different things that you could do. Personally, there are some positions that have gotten credited for finding melanomas. A lot of people will get melanoma where the sun don't shine. Right? You don't have to have melanoma on a sun-exposed area. And some of the deadliest melanomas are near the tushy. So, you know, that's got to be looked at. What are some conditions? I'm actually writing an article on this. What are some conditions that have been found during sex that I've heard of? Okay, well, breast lumps, lymphadenopathy in the neck, right? Somebody's kissing the neck. They're like, okay, you know, this is a little firm. You know, they're touching the neck. They're massaging the neck. They're like, yeah, a massage. Yes, think about using massage. Massage works. They're like, okay, this is something new. Cervical cancer. You have sex. Your partner bleeds afterwards. Right? If they're not having their period, that could be a sign of some a friable cervix. Maybe there's some abnormal blood vessels. That could be cervical cancer. Menopause, of course. You know, they're like, look, maybe we need some lubricant. I think I'm not in menopause. That could be a sign of menopause, so that could be diagnosed. Testicular lumps can be very easily found. You have to be there, though, ladies or gentlemen. You got to be in the area to find that. Diabetes. A lot of people diagnose diabetes with a partner because they smell kind of fruity. They smell a little sweet, have a different odor. You can diagnose diabetes. You can diagnose a lot of yeast infections, obviously. You could diagnose polycystic ovarian syndrome. If the person has hair in areas that they never used to. I know that's not the sexiest. I know it's not the sexiest to bring up, but you might say, oh, you know, I'm noticing that. You know, you're getting a little more furry. Get that checked out. Anal fissures, hemorrhoids, a whole bunch of stuff. And then irritable bowel. Don't want to tell you how that got diagnosed. 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go away. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com. Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalent, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we were talking about people going overseas to get plastic surgery and then dying. And that happened, I guess, story broke last week. And the families were just torn because they told their daughter, you know, they didn't have to get anything done. You know, God gave you that body. Love it. You know, enjoy it. And plastic surgery is too expensive in America. So they go to, you know, foreign country, down south, or the Caribbean, or whatever, and there's not as many regulations, and they are able to get a procedure done at half the price. The only thing is the doctor board certified? You know, is it a surgeon that, you know, hasn't had any, you know, major malpractice, negligent, you know, successful suits against them? And, there are people within the United States seeing a market and going, we got to offer something here. Unfortunately, there's a lot of sham clinics even within our borders. So Fox News describes this one case where Ricardo Martinez became obsessed with, you know, his looks. And he decided to get liposuction. I'm not exactly sure if the term obsessed is the right term, but that's what they say. He was obsessed. So he got liposuction, which basically sucks out fat. And a lot of us like getting the fat sucked out around our abdomen. We don't want to have a muffin top, right? So he gets his liposuction, and he spent $6,500. And it was at an upscale North Miami clinic. Now, for the amount of liposuction that he wanted, this was a killer deal because he had been quoted $18,000 from other clinics. Now, apparently, this plastic surgeon, as he was liposuctioning him, he perforated the intestine. So he went through the fascia that is supposed to protect the bowel and accidentally stabbed his colon, intestine. Apparently, Ricardo was in the hospital for 3 weeks, fighting to stay alive. Now, this plastic surgeon was eventually disciplined and fined. I'm not really sure what his credentials were, but that's not supposed to be a very common side effect. You're supposed to, when you do liposuction, be very superficial and angle the trocar or the suction almost up the other way. You're not supposed to go deep and towards the bowel. So these are kind of supposed to be, you know, no-brainer sort of techniques. So now Florida's kind of worried that they have people there that are crappy plastic surgeons, and they want to crack down on that. So, they say dozens of people have been seriously injured, some even died, and many times were at the hands of unlicensed doctors with shady practices. So the state now is trying to crack down on unscrupulous plastic surgery clinics after several patient deaths have attracted national attention. So Florida State Senator Anatir Flores sponsored a bill that became law giving the state the power to close a clinic or take back its registration if they believe that the facility is dangerous to customers. They say right now we ask patients to do homework before they go in and get a surgery like this done. But because we haven't had these laws in place, it is really difficult for them to figure out where the problematic clinics were. So now we'll have a uniform, very high standard that all clinics across the street would be held to, so you won't have to have that fear that existed previously. So there's tons of things that get done at these plastic surgery centers. You get tummy tucks, breast implants. So tummy tucks is basically where they remove the excess skin from the stomach and then bring, so they cut out a lot of skin around the stomach. And then they pull your remaining skin together tight. And it makes your tummy look smaller. Now, a lot of times they stretch and you can get fat again. But it does provide a real nice look temporarily. For some people, permanently. Breast implants, of course, add volume to a breast that gets saggy or doesn't have enough volume. There's breast lifts. Breast lifts happen. I had to get that. Where after you, your volume changes with breastfeeding, they start to droop. So I'm like, I want to get them nice and perky again. So add a lift. How do they do a lift? They pull, they take off extra skin, pull it up, tighten it. And it's a great lift. Great. It's lasted for years. And then, you know, people do Botox, that kind of thing. And apparently now South Florida is attracting a lot of the plastic surgery travel that used to go to Mexico, South America, etc. So there's more of a demand. Now, according to an investigation published by USA Today, in the past 10 years, at least 13 women have died after surgeries at these clinics were operated by felons. About a dozen others were hospitalized with critical injuries. Several unlicensed clinics are forced to shut down, only to reopen weeks later under a different name. So these new plans are hoping to make sure that these never open again. So under new law, Florida is going to impose a $500 fine per day for noncompliance and will sanction those that aren't licensed or not up to standards. Actually, if you have a place that's not licensed, they should close down. Both the doctors and the clinic must register with the Florida Department of Health, and any clinic or physician found guilty of malpractice cannot work or operate for 5 years. Now, with these regulations, which I think a lot of us will agree on, well, now is going to be price. So there's going to be cost. So any person operating very inexpensively is going to now kind of raise a red flag. The problem is people will still search those out. People want a deal. Getting a deal is the most, you know, addictive thing. You know, we were talking about last hour online shopping, and the ones most at risk for online shopping are the ones thinking they're getting a deal because they want to save money. So these internet sites know how to, you know, trap you and make you think you're going to save money, and then you want to buy more. So sometimes the savers are the ones that buy the most because they think they're saving money. Same thing. So Florida is now joining seven others, not all the states do this, but several others, like California, Pennsylvania, where there's going to be penalties. Now, many of you are going, okay, well, look, okay, how do I know my doctor isn't a quack? Well, what you got to stop doing is going to Yelp. You cannot use online reviews as a barometer of how good your doctor is, because remember, a lot of people who are quacks can get a whole bunch of people to do five-star ratings. They could get all their friends and all their staff and anybody they know to put five-star ratings up there. You have no idea what's true and what isn't. So the first place I would go to is the medical board. Just go to the medical board. Now, the medical board usually knows about lawsuits. In fact, in this particular case with this Mr. Martinez, he filed a lawsuit for his doctor against $1 million. Doctor filed for bankruptcy. Reopened business, her business in another, under a new name, so that, you know, people couldn't find or see the, you know, the drama associated. But that's the other thing, too. A lot of these people are closing down and then just reopening a couple months later. So I'm not sure about bankruptcy protection, but sometimes if you dissolve your business or file bankruptcy, you might not have to pay a lawsuit award, depending on the type of award. So what you need to do is you need to go to the medical board and go, look, I'm thinking about having surgery with so-and-so. I'd like to know, have there been any disciplinary actions against him? What do we know? Now, if they say, oh, yeah, he's only been licensed for the last 2 weeks, then you wonder. But if they go, no, he's been here for about 10 years, not one complaint. Or if there was a complaint, here's the information on it. And it's something that's, you know, logical. Somebody didn't like having a scar, they had a scar, or whatever. Then you can make an educated decision. But the other thing, too, is there's this big fascination with trying to look better. There's a lot of things you guys could do to look better, guys and gals. I mean, a big thing is eating healthy. You got to eat healthy. You got to also drink water. Moisturize it. A lot of guys don't moisturize. Women do. But guys are like, I'm not going to put stuff on my face. You want to look younger? You moisturize. Got to put a moisturizer. Hard to say which one is the healthiest out there, but the majority of them are safe. But moisturizing makes you look young. You got to exercise. You're not going to look like you were when you were 20. So have expectations that are realistic. You know, maybe a lot of you don't have to have liposuction. If you lose weight, if you cut the carbs, if you exercise, you might not need the liposuction. And remember, when you have fat cells removed, if you're still eating the way you do and depositing fat, it's just going to find other areas to deposit. Sometimes even more ominous if it decides to deposit around your organs. So even if you get liposuction, you are going to regain fat in different areas like your neck or whatever, unless you actively, you know, change your eating habits and exercise. 1-877-DR-DELLA, don't go away.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As lawmakers on Capitol Hill are debating a resolution that would condemn President Trump's tweets about four freshman progressive congresswomen, House Minority Leader Republican from California Kevin McCarthy was asked if he believes the president's tweets were racist.
No, and I do not believe the Speaker of the House was racist last week either when those individuals on her side of the aisle who are claiming the president's racist, when they claim she was racist either.
As far as how the congressman will be voting on that resolution?
I will vote against this resolution if you're asking.
Vice President Mike Pence is visiting the Smithsonian's National Air and Space Museum in Washington, D.C. to mark the 50 years since the historic Apollo 11 moon mission.
On top of the contributions to science and human understanding, for that brief moment, the man who wore this suit brought together our nation and the world.
The Vice President talking there about Neil Armstrong, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, we have an annual report from Wallet Hub on the most stressed city in America. And the most relaxed cities in America. And for a second year in a row, Detroit, Michigan was named the most stressed out city. Why? Well, according to Daily Mail, they appear to have the worst credit scores, the highest poverty rate, and the lowest percentage of adults getting adequate sleep each night. They say the bottom five cities fell in the eastern half of the U.S., like Cleveland, Newark, Baltimore, and Philadelphia, rounding out the top five. Yet Fremont, California, which is kind of halfway between San Francisco and San Jose, was crowned the least stressed out city. Then it was followed by Bismarck, North Dakota, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Overland Park, Kansas. Irvine, California, the West Coast was named there as well. So the top stressed out cities, we're going to talk about this, are Detroit, Cleveland, Newark, Baltimore, Philly, St. Louis, Cincinnati, Birmingham, Alabama, Wilmington, Delaware, Wilmington, Delaware, and Shreveport, Louisiana. Delaware is like, you would think, not really a lot of stressful things should be going on over there. And then the 10 least stressed out cities would be Fremont, Bismarck, Sioux Falls, Overland Park, Irvine, Plano, Texas, Fargo, North Dakota, South Burlington, Vermont, Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and San Jose. So how did Wallet Hub come up with their findings? Well, they looked at 182 cities across four dimensions. They looked at work-related stress, money-related stress, family-related stress, and health and safety-related stress. Several categories were looked at, including average hours worked for each year, poverty rates, affordable housing, divorce rates, and average hours slept each night. After assessing each city, the researchers provided grades out of 100, with the least amount of points indicating a better score. So the more stress, the more points. So who worked the highest average work hours? Well, Anchorage. But then again, during summertime, when they have more daylight versus nighttime, you know, that might be a seasonal thing. Fayetteville, North Carolina, Corpus Christi, Texas, Cheyenne, Wyoming, and Pearl City, Hawaii had the highest average weekly work hours. The lowest weekly work hours were Bridgeport, Connecticut, Missoula, Montana, New Haven, Connecticut, Tallahassee, Florida, and Burlington, Vermont. Now, who had the lowest job security? This was interesting. Bismarck, North Dakota had the lowest job security. Then came Cheyenne, Wyoming, Charleston, West Virginia, Fargo, North Dakota, and Honolulu, Hawaii. The lowest job security. Yet the highest job security was in Mesa, Arizona, then Peoria, Arizona, Nampa, Idaho, Boise, Idaho, and Reno, Nevada. I went to school in Reno. All right. Who had the most money-related stress? Well, Detroit, Newark, Memphis, Jackson, Mississippi, and Montgomery, Alabama. But who had the highest credit score? Seattle, Washington did. Overland Park, those who lived in Irvine, California, San Francisco, California, Bismarck, North Dakota, and Fremont. I can't even find similarities. I just don't. San Francisco, California is really expensive. Seattle's really expensive. So I'm not sure why the credit score was so high. Unless you have very wealthy people that live there. Highest poverty rate, Detroit, Cleveland, Rochester, Huntington, West Virginia, and Brownsville, Texas. Now, Detroit, Michigan, I think that has to do a lot with the cars, the car industry. The lowest poverty rate was in Gilbert, Arizona, Overland Park, Kansas, South Burlington, Vermont, Fremont, California, and Pearl City, Hawaii. Now, what about least affordable housing? Okay, well, this, hands down, okay, Boston, Massachusetts had the least affordable housing. Then came New York, New York, San Francisco, Miami, Los Angeles, and Long Beach. Long Beach and Los Angeles were tied. But the most affordable housing was found in Fort Wayne, Indiana, Overland Park, Kansas, Akron, Ohio, Des Moines, Iowa, and Cedar Rapids, Iowa. So Midwest, obviously. Now, what about the divorce rate? So the highest divorce rate was Cleveland, Ohio. Cleveland. Then came Detroit. Then came Birmingham. Then came Wilmington, Delaware, and then Rochester, New York. The lowest divorce rate was San Jose, California, Glendale, California, Irvine, California, Pearl City, Hawaii, and Fremont, California. Now, you wonder, okay, I mean, I really want to find out where this is coming from, the scientists, I mean. So I'm wondering if maybe in California we have a large Hispanic population, and maybe divorce is less common in a lot of Hispanic Catholic families. Maybe that's what's going on. I don't know. Then, of course, highest crime rate. So, highest crime rate was found in Memphis, Tennessee, St. Louis, Missouri, Little Rock, Arkansas, Albuquerque, New Mexico, and Springfield, Missouri. But the lowest crime rate was in Santa Clarita, California, Nashua, North New Hampshire, Gilbert, Arizona, Irvine, California, and Port St. Lucie, or Lucie, Florida. Yet, can't really tell why. The lowest average hours of sleep per night was Detroit, Newark, Honolulu, Akron, and Toledo. But the highest, those that got the most sleep, were those who lived in Boise, those who lived in Fargo, those who lived in South Dakota, whether it was Sioux Hills or Rapid City, and Overland Park, Kansas. So when you look at these, there's really not a lot that, you know, we could say and pull from this because there's not a lot of, you know, I mean, maybe there is. I don't really know much about what goes on in Sioux Falls. You know, seems like a great place to be. They could use this data to help, you know, real estate and, you know, attract people. But in terms of mental health, if we do look at some of these places that seem to be the most stressed or have the most issues, it really seems to depend on economy and industry. When you lose an industry and you lose a big draw to your city, there's issues. There's unemployment. There's people grumpy. There's depression. And so how does your city become industry proof? Well, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. And Las Vegas, we're kind of lucky because of tourism. I think we're doing some things wrong in terms of making it very expensive. I mean, you used to be able to get a hotel room pretty cheap on the Las Vegas Strip. Now, I mean, we're talking $200-$300 a night. You know, this isn't Hawaii, but it's, you know, because the Strip is becoming so beautiful, and it's such a, it's entertainment in and of itself just to look out the window. These rooms are pretty darn expensive, not to mention food. Going out to eat is getting more and more expensive. You used to be able to get 99-cent shrimp cocktail. Now, in some places, like downtown, you might be able to do it. But the average place to eat on the Las Vegas Strip is getting pretty expensive, and you're easily dropping $100 to $200 a person. I think that's a problem. I think that's a huge problem. Because when the recession comes back again, people aren't going to come out. You know, Obama ticked a lot of us off in Las Vegas because when the recession started, he had said, look, you know, having, I think, what was he talking about, having a convention in Las Vegas or taking a trip to Las Vegas? You know, might not be as money smart. And we were like, oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Most people don't have to pay for parking. We still have more affordable hotels near the convention area. You know, it's a great place to have conventions. What are you talking about? And that was probably one of the stupidest things Obama could have done, is single out a city. I don't know what he was thinking, especially when a lot of people in the city voted for him. That was kind of dumb. And so, you know, tourism can drop. And so having your industry based on tourism, not so good. I mean, I live in Vegas, so we are going to be getting a NFL team. We'll get the Raiders. I think that's going to help a lot. Football kind of is recession-proof. You know, even during the recession, people will stay home and watch football. So having a football team and, you know, people want to come out for a game and drive out. That's the other thing, too. With Vegas, we have a lot of people who drive from California. So for a cheaper vacation, people driving to our destination seems to help. But, you know, if your industry is based on car or, you know, engineering or these big companies that are going under, you know, you're at risk. Makes you think about things. 1-877-DOT-LA.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. And big thanks to Jason, who's working dials, the dials, and GCN for making the show happen. Okay, I don't watch a lot of TV, so you guys might know more about these shows, but we got the Emmy nomination list. So for those of you that are really into the Emmys, I guess the Emmys are TV shows as opposed to movies. And Game of Thrones and Veep scored big, and I watched those, so I'm pretty happy about that. Of course, some people got snubbed, like The Big Bang Theory. Okay, you guys have to help me out with The Big Bang Theory, okay? I mean, it may be good. I've just tried to see some episodes, and I've just never gotten hooked on it. Is it because I started watching the wrong episodes? I don't know. I've just never gotten into The Big Bang Theory, but then again, I've never been able to sit through a whole show, so I don't know. I mean, I know some of the things are funny. It's just, I'm not, now, Game of Thrones, I was hooked. Even after I thought the first season was crappy because of the way it ended, it was still phenomenal, and I was hooked. Veep, I loved. I thought it was funny. They had some crappy seasons and some crappy episodes. But for the most part, Veep was hilarious. See, Veep I like because Veep basically makes fun of politics. They don't really tell you if she's Republican or Democrat. But they basically show you the side of politicians that we, you know, kind of expect, you know, to be going on where it's like, well, you know, what'll make news? Well, let's do this. Well, what looks better? Should we do this? Should we do this? Yeah. Do it this way. And so rather than somebody saying, well, I really care about this, I really, you know, what we think politicians are doing, this kind of, I think, gave a little bit more accurate, even though it was comedic, look at, you know, how things go to the press, you know, what sort of answer they give, how they decide, you know, to go to war. That was pretty funny. So, who are the nominees? Okay, so for Outstanding Comedy, Veep, The Marvelous Miss Maisel, I don't know much about that, Barry, Fleabag, The Good Place, Russian Doll, and I can't say this on air, it's the name S-C-H-I-T-T-S, Creek. So S Creek. But they use a name so they could get away with somebody actually saying the S word. You see what I mean? Lead actress in a comedy series nominated is Christina Applegate for Dead to Me, Julia Louis-Dreyfus for Veep, Rachel Brosnahan for The Marvelous Miss Maisel, Catherine O'Hara for S Creek, Natasha Lyonne for Russian Doll, and Phoebe Waller-Bridge for Fleabag. Again, I don't know most of these shows. Lead actor in a comedy series, Bill Hader for Barry, Michael Douglas for The Kominsky Method, Don Cheadle for Black Monday, Ted Danson for The Good Place, Jim Carrey. I didn't know Jim Carrey was in a show. Kidding. Anthony Anderson, Blackish, and Eugene Levy. Eugene Levy was really big in the 80s. Nice to see him have a comeback. He's in S Creek. Now, Outstanding Drama Series, Game of Thrones, Killing Eve, Better Call Saul. I like Better Call Saul. That's a spinoff of Breaking Bad. Bodyguard, don't know much about it. Poise, Succession, This Is Us. This Is Us I've watched. I didn't watch the second season yet. And then Ozark. Lead actress in a drama series. Sandra Oh for Killing Eve. Jodie Comer for Killing Eve. Amelia Clark for Game of Thrones. She plays Khaleesi. I'd vote for her. Laura Linney, Ozark. Viola Davis, How to Get Away with Murder. Mandy Moore, This Is Us. And Robin Whitehouse, Guards. Now what about lead actor? Well, Bob Odenkirk for Better Call Saul. Jason Bateman for Ozark. Billy Porter for Pose, Sterling Brown for This Is Us. I love Sterling Brown. Milo Ventimiglia, This Is Us. Love him also. And then Kit Carrington, who plays Jon Snow for Game of Thrones. Then they got supporting actors and all that other stuff. But the Outstanding Limited Series, we don't know those either. Television movie. Did you know there was a Brexit television movie? A Black Mirror, a Deadwood, King Lear, and Dinner with Herve? All right, so a lot of the shows I haven't even heard of. What about reality competition series? Apparently The Amazing Race is still going on. I need to probably watch that. American Ninja Warrior, RuPaul's Drag Race, Top Chef, and The Voice. What about talk shows? No, Dr. Dahlia Show, it's not on TV yet. Yet. It will be. So talk series. Last Week Tonight, Late Show with Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Kimmel Live, Late Show with James Corden, Daily Show with Trevor Noah, and Full Frontal with Samantha Bee. I haven't seen most of these. I used to watch The Daily Show all the time with Jon Stewart. And Samantha Bee, she made some stupid comments about Trump, and I'm like, well, that's not even funny. It has nothing to do with, you know, politics. It just wasn't even funny. I don't know why they used that as the teaser. Maybe she is funny. I don't know. And then Ellen DeGeneres, Amy Poehler, RuPaul, Marie Kondo, and James Corden for a competition or non-competition show. And they have a bunch of others. But, you know, shows are different these days. I mean, Game of Thrones ended. We had 8 seasons, and it ended. And Game of Thrones was one of those shows where they really put a lot of work into it. I mean, when I look at TV and reality TV and how shows have been going, I told you guys, it's entertainment and our desires for entertainment are changing. If you're a TV company or a production company, it's all about getting listeners and viewers addicted, where they cannot wait to see the next one, and they cannot wait to see what happens next. You have to actually start building upon something, and then you have to have access to the show so that people can get hooked again. You know, one of my friends never watched Game of Thrones. They're like, well, I'm already too far out. It's been 8 seasons. The book stunk. I'm like, you got to watch it. You got to watch it. You got to stay current with everybody. Keeps you young. You got to watch it. And then luckily they binge watched and they loved it. But, you know, now in society, you know, it's not about watching the news or, you know, who shot JR. It's now about these, you know, Netflix shows or these, you know, longstanding dramas. And I give credit to shows like Game of Thrones, where they put a lot of money, they put a lot of time, they put a lot of effort. Sometimes you could see when certain shows get lazy, or they fire the writers, or they're going overboard. And luckily, even though I see a lot of things lose its value, I don't think entertainment will. I mean, there is a lot of debate over what Disney's doing, where they're taking a story and then they're making a live-action film. And so when we heard that they were going to take a cartoon like Aladdin and make a live-action film, and they were going to do it for Lion King and doing it for Mulan, we're like, okay, really? You guys can't come up with anything fresh? But what they were able to do with the movie Aladdin was fantastic. I mean, it worked. And so there was a lot of pressure on Disney to make that happen. A lot of pressure. And so if they mess up with just one of these conversions of a movie, you know, and you know, resale of an old story, you know, doing a recreation but making it different, they could, you know, screw it up for multiple other movies. So I like seeing these companies have to bust their butt a little bit, because quality has dropped. Qualities have dropped in restaurants. Quality has dropped in a lot of movies out there. Quality has dropped in a lot of music. You know, rather than somebody having a killer voice like Christina Aguilera or Whitney Houston, you have a lot of people whose voices are auto-tuned. And, you know, I mean, yeah, it'll allow somebody like me to make an album. But, you know, where is the raw talent? And so I want to see some of these companies work and, you know, try to please us. Because if we think the show sucks, you know, it's not going to work. You can't just say something's viral. If it's stupid and a waste of our time, it's a waste of our time. See, now we have too many options. There's a lot of competition. There's a lot of competition for entertainment. There's a lot of competition for, you know, books and movies and stores and things. There's a lot of competition out there. Same thing with the internet. We opened the show this morning with compulsive shopping. All right? You have a lot of competition. And so you need something that knows you. Unfortunately, that's the way marketing is going. They're figuring us out by listening to us and watching our history patterns, and so they know exactly what makes us tick. But I don't like being, you know, surveyed. I don't like surveillance or whatever. But what I do like is somebody just not putting crap out there and expecting us to buy it. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.